Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. A lot more than half of the entire population of the entire state of Arizona lives in Maricopa County. The cities of Mesa, Tempe, Scottsdale, and largest of all, Phoenix, are all within the county's borders. If you want to win statewide in Arizona, you have to win Maricopa County. Unfortunately, as of tonight, we still don't know who has won Maricopa County, either in the U.S. Senate race there or in the governor's race in Arizona, because officials are not even close to finishing the count. 48 hours after the voting stopped, there are still 633,000 ballots still uncounted in Arizona. More than 400,000 of those are in Maricopa County. You're seeing it on your screen right now. When will we know the results? Last night, election officials claimed they'd have a new tally for us by 8 p.m. Eastern, the beginning of our show. But the deadline came and went. By the end of the night, they had finished counting fewer than 70,000 more votes. Then they said they'd have final totals by Friday, tomorrow. But no. Today, the county officials said they don't expect to announce the results of the elections until next week at the earliest.
When do you anticipate the votes will be counted in total, those 400,000 plus votes?
Well, we have we will be going into next week. There's some onesie twosies, again, pursuant to Arizona law. But I think that we'll see the lion's share here wrap up by early next week.
Early next week. Can you give me a day? Are we talking Monday?
Or maybe. As long as you won't hold me to it.
Can you tell us, Mr. Official, Mr. Election Official, when we might learn who won the election? Maybe, as long as you don't hold me to it. That was the chairman of the Maricopa County Supervisors. Notice what you did not hear in that exchange. You did not hear an apology. The guy in charge of election results never said sorry for not providing those results. It's hard to understand this. It's not a resource problem, certainly. The budget of Maricopa County is about $4.5 billion a year. For perspective, the entire Hoover Dam cost $890 million to build. And yes, that is in adjusted dollars. So for the price of five Hoover dams, Maricopa County can't even count the ballots in a single statewide election in a country that claims to care about democracy. They can't even manage to let people vote on Election Day. On Election Day, according to the county, 70 of 223 polling places suffered major problems with voting machines. Machines the county paid millions for just recently. And their failure disenfranchised mostly Republican voters who wanted to cast their ballots in person. One poll worker reported that 25% of ballots were being rejected. Now, you would call that third world, but actually it's beneath third world. Most third world countries have serious elections. They require voter ID. They don't wait days for election results in Ghana. In Venezuela, whatever you think of it, they tally their ballots within hours. But suddenly, we can't manage to do that? Clark County, Nevada, the home of Las Vegas, says there are still tens of thousands of ballots left to count. Therefore, we're not going to know what happened in the election until Monday, we hope. We're going to talk to Adam Laxalt about that in a minute. He's running for Senate there. Officials in Clark County are clearly overwhelmed. They're too busy to finish the one job they are paid to do. And yet, strangely, they still have time to attack Donald Trump on social media, which they've been doing all day. First things first. But it's not just Nevada and Arizona. Key House races all along the west coast of the country, in California, Oregon, and Washington State, are still unsettled tonight. They're saying they haven't counted the votes. Really? What is this? Is this fraud? We're not sure. And on some level, it doesn't matter what it is. What we know is that the mechanics of our elections are not working, almost exclusively in states and cities run by Democrats. Are they cheating? Are they disorganized? Again, not relevant. The system is obviously out of control. It's flaky. And systems like that cannot be, by definition, reliable. Would you let a Maricopa County elections official fly your aircraft? Probably not. That's a disaster. Democracy is a faith-based system. You have to believe in it in order for it to work. But who could believe in this? So our news media, in case you haven't noticed, has spent the last several years, quote, defending democracy, insert trademark here.
All right.
So you'd think that democracy
full
defenders would care.
60-minute videos on Infowars.com, but Tucker Carlson is literally knocking it out of the park. I've got some other big breaking news on the other side of this break. And then we have a special guest, Kent Heckenlively, in studio. You're going to really like this guy. Stay with us.
Globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation, that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
I hate you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs was crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
This is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache.
This is the heart of 1776.
It's 12 o'clock, Americans. Another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
When you see all this insanity around you, it's meant to just get you to turn off and just give up and roll over. And then things only get worse from that point out. Remember a month or so ago, the horrific footage of a shop teacher wearing giant fake breasts and engaged in bizarre behavior in Ontario with the students? Well, the school board rules to allow male teacher to wear giant prosthetic breasts to school. It's meant to make the whole system a joke and collapse. Here's another one. I'll play a clip of this in a moment. Transgender biological male who weighs like 400 pounds wins local Miss America beauty pageant. It's about desecrating the beauty of the goddess and us setting women on pedestals for how smart they are and how well-spoken they are and how physically beautiful they are. Oh, you're not allowed to have that because they're taking all of that away, all the different territories, all the different classical roles that humans are designed to fill. Meanwhile, we have Germans are trying to dance the cold away amid Europe's energy crisis as part of an initiative called Let's Move, which translates to warm up by dancing. And France is doing the same thing. Can they get you to wear a bubble when you go out? Can they get you to wear a mask when you swim? Can they get you to take a poison shot that doesn't protect you and erases your immunity? It's all an exercise to see how stupid you'll act, believing if you just follow the carrot, you're going to get ahead. Here's a clip of the transgender Jabba the Hutt that just won the beauty pageant.
If Can we skip to the good part?
Ho, ho, ho. Feeny Jenna. And nothing against fat people. I'm a little overweight, too, but it's a fat dude with a wig on. With all these gorgeous women around him. And saying, we don't recognize you. We're rigged judges. We're going to decide this is a woman. And all they do is make jokes on other organizations. It's like the new Lord of the Rings thing that cost $1 billion failing. And it's like Jennifer Aniston came out and said, no one likes Hollywood anymore. There's no superstars anymore. Everybody hates us. Yes, it's over. And now you're just publicly being the poison you've always been trying to bring us down. Absolutely disgusting. Let's play a few clips here. I've got two of them, one in Germany, one in France, of the new initiative where they're going to try to pipe heat out of nightclubs into apartment buildings, saying you don't get carbon, but we can use human heat to power it. Again, training you as trendy and cool to eat mugs and have nothing and own nothing. Here it is. The Germans are trying to dance the cold away. Well, World War III starts on their doorstep. Amid Europe's energy crisis. It's part of an initiative called Let's Move. Which translates to warm up by dancing. Ha ha ha! They meet at this concert house every week to brave incredible cold temperatures together.
Also momentan wird es draußen immer kälter und das ist für viele eine Frage, wie wir jetzt das zu Hause machen, für mich selbst auch.
Look at these useful idiots.
Wie ich die Heizung stelle, was gut ist, was ich mir noch anziehe.
We want to get rid of the carbon, it's good.
Das macht wirklich warm. Also man
we are submitting whatever we're told.
Warm tanzen in
we love it, it's so good. And I'm good and trendy, baby. Go to bed with me tonight, huh? Yes, we dance to stay warm, huh? Dance professionals help guide participants through the steps of being an idiot. Stockholm Syndrome victims. Ah, yes, we get no power now. So Libra, ah, good for you. Like in North Korea, you get no power. And it's a good idea. It's positive for the crisis. We love them cutting our power off. It's so fun. Do what Führer says, he save us, huh? The classes prove popular and the program will expand throughout the winter. And the government won't give you power. There are warming stations. Here's France. Harvesting the body heat. The nightclub where dancing creates green energy. The nightclub and music venue in Scotland. It's also in France. So it's all you will eat the bugs. You will Lausitz. You will Lausitz. All getting you to act like complete idiots. And complete morons, like the band practices all over the world with people in bubbles. All of it a lie.
Our body is generating heat, which rises, and it goes a long way in a room like this, and is then captured in these cassettes above us, and literally piped back through a plant room into boreholes in the ground, which are out in our community garden.
But none of this is new. In ancient Europe, everybody kept on the first story of their house cows and pigs and horses who would heat your house.
From the nightclub then gets transported out to here, which is the community garden.
And but now you're the animals
beneath the ground.
The in the subterranean basement.
Boreholes, which these boreholes access, and that's used to store the heat. Then
and of course,
need the heat
that's enough. None of this is meant to actually ever give you a solution. It's been like, oh, we're taking your power away, we're taking your car away, we're taking your future away, we're taking your food away, but you can go dance at the nightclub and be trendy, even though there won't be one of those in your area. Plus, you get young people to feel like they're part of the new idiocy because they've been so cut off from the land, so cut off from the real world. New York man dies while being treated for experimental gene therapy using mRNA. CRISPR. He's only one person in the test, and it killed him. The sole volunteer in a trial to test experimental and controversial gene editing therapy has died. And it goes on from there, as all the other different big tests did with this as well. But now they do it in mass, causing record numbers of death. But again, it's a minor footnote in the news. Meanwhile, we're not permitted to make the connection. Social worker shares aftermath of COVID vaccine injury. She gets sick. Her clients get sick. But you're not allowed to talk about it. And then there's Sotomayor. It's okay because she's not white. So she's good. We can trust her. The state court said, no, you can't force injections on New York workers who go to school or be cops or firemen or sanitary workers. She doesn't have to take it. She's given an exemption. But she says you must take the shot. How liberal. How loving. Supreme Court Sotomayor denies New York City's workers' bid to halt vax mandate. Will the full Supreme Court take it? But the good news is we're investigating them with Senator Rand Paul being elected by a landslide. That was a subpoena every last document of Dr. Fauci and his gain of function. But remember this. Remember the 2012 Olympics with the big Grim Reaper coming out of the sky and the COVID virus killing all the children, everybody wearing masks? They love to throw it in your face and get you all ready for it. Striking correlation between the autumn vaccine boosters and excess deaths in England as the total of excess deaths explodes to all-time historical records. So roll up them sleeves, take those shots, get those blood clots, and get ready to have massive heart attacks and strokes and clear out the planet for the globe.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
We think, just let me think.
Expect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
This chance is set.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance, coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
A war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
Well, Kent Hackenlively is our guest in studio for the balance of the hour to talk about his book, Bestseller, Presidential Takedown, and also talk about the midterms, what we're witnessing. He's an attorney, science teacher, and two-time New York Times bestseller. He's best known as co-author of the Plague series, Plague, Plague, Corruption, and Ending Plague, with Dr. Judy Mikovits, and it just goes on from there. We really appreciate him coming on with us today, and he didn't want to talk about this, but we're going to talk about it, because I told everybody. I didn't just put this book together myself. I sent him a ton of material. We worked on it a lot. We had to cut it down a lot. We're probably going to write more books on it. But he really helped me write The Great Reset and The War for the World, which has been off and on a number one bestseller. It's been the bestseller of the New York Times. Ignored that. You can find the book at InfoWarsStore.com. So, Ken, congratulations. It's good to meet you in person. I look forward to having you on many times in the future. Been following your work for several years, and it's a very, very... very, very small world that we're here together with all the work we both do. What do you want to hit on first?
So the first thing I'd like to hit on is my new book, Presidential Takedown, which I co-wrote with Dr. Paul Alexander, who was the senior pandemic advisor. And it really is a you are there book. So every one of us sat and watched on our couches those COVID-19 task force meetings, and we listened to what Fauci said, we listened to what Deborah Birx said, we listened to President Trump. And what this book does is it pulls you through the television, and you go behind the scenes to find out what was really going on. You get to be a fly on the wall.
And I could see it in afar, they were setting him up, and I'm not trying to just defend Trump, it's true. Because they had pre-bragged years before how they were going to use a crisis to blow up the old system, and then they set Trump up.
Yeah, and so I think a lot of us, Alex, had that sense that when we watched those presentations, some of us were comforted by it, some of us were skeptical, and others just didn't know what to make of it.
But you've documented how they set it up.
Yeah, and so what was really great for me was to get Dr. Paul Alexander, who is one of the world's leading experts on evidence-based medicine, to hand me over all of the documentation about the emails and articles that he wrote. And
just to be clear, he was there when this was happening.
Yeah. So basically,
he's a whistleblower, basically.
Yeah, Dr. Alexander was there from approximately May of 2020 till September of 2020 when he underwent a terrible, scandal. Basically, they ran him out of town.
Please continue, because the book's amazing. I know it's shooting up the charts.
Yeah, so there's a lot to say about this book. And I'm not here to be on the side of Team Red or Team Blue. This is about Team Humanity. And we need to know what went on behind the COVID-19 task force. And like I said, in this book, you're a fly on the wall because Dr. Alexander had so many amazing experiences. For example, he helped prepare Fauci on what they call the murder boards for Fauci's presentations before Congress. And if you thought that Fauci fought with Rand Paul and Senator Ron Johnson, well, he was fighting behind the scenes when Paul Alexander was really going after him hard. So that's all covered in the book. I think probably one of the most hopeful things of the book is that Dr. Alexander tells a story of how on his second day working for the COVID-19 task force, his boss told him to go to a restaurant on the National Mall and wait for some people to meet him. So three people approached him. They took off their masks. One was a Republican senator. The other was a Democratic senator. And the third person was a Democratic congressperson. And they told Paul that the reason he had actually been hired was to write a report on the CDC because a bipartisan group of politicians had realized that the CDC had become a political agency. They wanted to tear it down to the studs and rebuild it. And Paul was the one who would write that report. Now, by the time he got fired,
so he was drafted in because he was already a whistleblower.
Yeah. Well, he was drafted in because they believed that he was an honest
person. Integrity.
They believed in his integrity.
And now Senator Paul, if we hopefully get the Senate, is trying to have a big investigation. That's why this is so critical, the blueprint, what really happened.
Yeah, and so here's what I would say that people should think about this book as. I think that they should look at this book as the blueprint for a Senate or congressional investigation into what went on with the COVID-19 task force. Now, Paul was there for a significant period of time, but we never say that we know everything about it, but the story that he tells is really shocking. And I think probably one of the most amazing things about it is he talks about, and this is just culture, how do these people think? And I think that's really important to get across. And so as the senior pandemic advisor, he got to be at the executive lunchroom for Health and Human Services with all these top officials. And when they were together privately, they would always use this expression, we in the bureaucracy think. And now that's kind of a terrifying idea to me because we think that it should be we the people, not we the bureaucracy.
This is literally the deep state.
Yeah, this is the administrative state. And it's important not to say that these are evil people, but just to say this is the way they think.
Well, plus they get a corporate directive from Big Pharma, and then they all parrot it. So they're not really thinking. They're saying, this is what we've been told to do.
Yeah, and so one of the things that Paul had was he was literally one floor below Operation Warp Speed. He basically had to walk a couple steps from his desk, take a stairway up. Of course, it was guarded.
Stay there. So this book could really be inside Operation Warp Speed.
Yes.
Wow. I can't wait to read it. I've already read the synopsis, and it's amazing. We're going to talk about it because, folks, the whole future is this. If you don't know the past, you're doomed to repeat it. We are going to expose this deep state. We got to read the book.
I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I know our regular audience knows the shot's poison, knows it's a bioweapon, knows the whole history. But remember, there's millions of folks that tune in every week that are just tuning in for a couple times, or it's their first time. And they're shocked by this. They don't get the depopulation agenda, the New World Order, that the globalists have got to play God and their cosmology. But it is so central, not just for America, but the whole world, to expose where this virus came from, what the shots are doing, how these central corporations and banks controlled all the major responses to it, and how they controlled President Trump and then on after that point. So Kent Hickenlively is here. He is a best-selling, two-time New York Times best-selling author. He is here. He's got the new book dealing with what really happened inside of the White House with a major insider whistleblower, Dr. Alexander, Presidential Takedown, great name. because that's what they've done with Trump. They use this to shut down the economy, have the mail-in ballots. I mean, it was all based on that. And remember what Fauci said when Trump was first elected, early 2017. He said Trump will be challenged by a major virus, by a major new pandemic, and he looked very, very satisfied. There it is. Just days before Trump inauguration, Dr. Fauci claimed that the Trump administration will face a surprise outbreak. We'll play that clip in a moment, but Ken, please continue.
Yeah, so one of the things that I think is really important about this book is that Dr. Alexander was intimately familiar with the entire Operation Warp Speed program, and what he detailed to me is that how there were government scientists there, government bureaucrats, but then and military people, but then this other group of people that he couldn't figure out who they were. And the only answer he could come up with is that they were intelligence people. And so when he was at Operation Warp Speed, talking to all the doctors, talking to the scientists, talking to the bureaucrats, because he was basically supposed to be the evidence-based medicine expert, he really saw that the line of authority was not civilians controlling the military, controlling the intelligence communities. It was big pharma controlling the government and the intelligence agencies. And so,
and that's what Dr. Peter McCullough said Saturday for 2 hours, wrote a big article on it. It's confirmed just last week. A big document came out that before they even released COVID, they had a whole shadow government group ready to roll it out.
Yeah. And so, you know, like I say, you know, every person gets to see a piece of the truth. So this book is about Dr. Alexander's piece of the truth. Now, one of the really important things that I think people need to understand is how much power people like Francis Collins and Tony Fauci have over the scientific establishment. And I think that this is something that's confused people because they don't really understand it.
Yeah, how does the mechanism work?
Well, let me tell you. The simplest thing that you can do is you can Google how much money does the NIH give out every year in research grants, okay? It's $30 billion, okay? So Tony Fauci and Francis Collins sat on top of that research pyramid because what they've done is they have really kind of changed science over the past 30 years. So instead of you having groups of scientists trying to figure out what should be done, where money should be spent and everything, instead we've got these generals, okay? So Fauci and Collins should be looked at as the generals and unquestioned generals. So $30 billion a year they have to give out.
Or generals in command, field marshals.
Yeah, and so let's think about how much does it cost to elect a president of the United States? Well, that answer from 2020 is both sides spent $5 billion, okay? So every single year, Fauci and Collins
had
$30 billion at their disposal, and that's how they gain control of science. So
say that again. That's so huge. A whole presidential election is $5 billion. This is $30 billion a year. That is six times.
Yeah, so basically $5 billion to elect a president over 6 years, $30 billion, is $180 billion. So when you...
Oh, you're right. A president's every four. It's not 30. It's 100. Oh, my. I was doing my math wrong. Yeah, wow. Yeah. It's not six times.
Four. So basically, Fauci and Collins, during the 4 years of the Trump administration, were able to hand out $120 billion in walking around money, you know, science money. It's supposed to be for our benefit. But
for inflation, it's 180. I heard 180. 120, that's still huge.
Yeah. So that's an immense amount of power, especially when you consider it only costs $5 billion to elect a president, both sides spending that money.
And so they get all their yes men. Well, look how they had three different FDA boards they had to let go until they finally got FDA boards but go after the kids with the shots. So even with all that money, they're still doing the right thing until they go through a process of getting their yes men in.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, I think that the public, and this is something that I try to be really gentle in saying this, but I think lots of us believe that What happens in science is that, you know, disinterested groups of experts get together, go through the data, figure out what the priorities are, and then spend that money. And that would be wonderful if science worked that way. But it's not when you have these field marshals who are in charge of $30 billion a year going out to science.
120 per cycle. Just the way you put it's incredible.
Yeah, well, I think you need to understand the structure of it, because I completely believe, because I've been studying Fauci for the past 10 years, because he was kind of the bane of Dr. Judy Mikovits' existence. So I've been aware of how he has been a part of creating this system where, you know, people like him are in charge of more and more research money and disenfranchising regular scientists.
Oh, so let's go back to Eisenhower. And guys, I know I said get the clip and you found it. Fauci will play it next segment. But just get the clip where he says military-industrial complex, Eisenhower. But the full 21-minute speech, he says, there is a technological elite with grant money by big corporations that's already got control of almost all science ideas, and it's killing natural science, and it's creating an authoritarian scientific dictatorship. The full 21-minute farewell address is getting exactly what you just said about the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, so, you know, if you want to characterize me, I would consider myself an Eisenhower Republican. Let's just change the structure. You know, I will go after people who are corrupt, as I believe Fauci is. But I think it's important for people to understand that there is a corrupt system in place. And this corrupt system would do the same thing to a Democratic presidential reformer as it did to Trump. And so that's why.
Yeah, what happened to liberals? They used to be good on anti-war and good on controlling Big Pharma and controlling Monsanto. Now they love it all.
Well, you know, I kind of consider myself a child of the late 1970s, where you could be anti-big business, anti-big military, anti-big intelligence, anti-big government. And it seemed like those were liberal positions in the late 1970s. And it's kind of strange to me how it's flipped. And now suddenly I'm a right winger, where if you went back to the 1970s, I would be kind of on the liberal side.
So if you had to define with real terms, not some Machiavellian name or Orwellian name, what are modern liberals? Just conformist corporate bots, consumers that just take orders?
You know, I wish I understood it. But, you know, I think there's this great tension in the human soul between wanting to follow authorities and collaborate with other people and being an independent thinker. And, you know, I always jokingly say I think 75% of the people would kind of do whatever those in charge wanted them to do, and about 25%, you know, will really consider what's said. So I think this is, it's, for lack of a better way of saying it, I feel like the corporate powers have psychologically manipulated the left to believe something that 40 years ago would have been completely anathema to the left.
Perfectly said. In fact, this is a live show, but take that little last minute, put it up front, we put the clip out, because you're absolutely right. Again, Kent, you are knocking it out of the park right now. We'll talk about some of the other books you've written as well. And look at this election straight ahead, Infowars.com. Kent, heckinlivelybooks.com. Stay with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
To leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak. There will be a surprise outbreak. There will be a surprise outbreak.
Ruthless Eugenicist, best-selling author Kent Heckenlively is our guest. He helped write The Great Reset in the War for the World, and he has written 2 other New York Times bestsellers that he wrote. And the way he took all my recordings and condensed notes and what we're doing and condensed it down was just masterful, and I really appreciate him. And he's here with us in studio. So big picture, how do you see the struggle for humanity for freedom versus the scientific, technological elite that controls the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned of? Where would you say team humanity is right now? Your view on the midterms, Biden, all of this garbage?
Yeah, I think what's really
you know, hopeful right now is that so much of this is coming out. So with presidential takedown, what I'm trying to convince the public of is the danger of this administrative deep state. This administrative deep state would have gone after a president, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., just as much as they have gone after President Donald Trump. Okay? It's important to understand that we are not in control of our government. This administrative deep state is.
Exactly. And whether Trump or JFK were good people, they weren't perfect. They wanted to be president. That was their crime.
Absolutely. They wanted to move humanity forward. So we've got really good people who want to move humanity forward, but they go into this government and they find it's much worse than they ever imagined. And I think what was great about what Paul detailed in the book is just how much trouble there was getting the slightest good bit of good science in. So one of the things that everybody's talking about right now is the drop in student test scores. Okay. Did we have to close down the schools? Okay. So what Paul detailed for me was the arguments that he was making in the summer of 2020. Okay. So this virus hits and, you know, let's leave aside the question of where it came from and everything, but just say, you know, for most people, it's a novel pathogen and they really didn't know. You know, maybe it was going to be like influenza. Maybe it was going to spread easily among the young. But what they, so, you know, maybe closing down from March to June of 2020, maybe that's justified. But by the summer of 2020, it was really clear that the only way the virus could gain entry to the cell is through what's called like the ACE receptor. So you need to think of it like a flower, okay, that needs to bloom and open in order for the bee to land on it and get the pollen. But what was clear is that in kids, this ACE2 receptor is not really active, okay? So the kids may get an infection, but they're not coming down with serious symptoms. They're not passing it. And it was so clear. And what I really love about the book, and this is how I try to put all my books together, is to have them abundantly cited and footnoted, is Paul provided to me the emails that he sent listing all of the information about the fact that kids were fine. If anything, the kids should have been in school and the teachers should have been in masks, but only when the teachers were meeting with other teachers because there was no threat from the students. And so what Paul also details is how, of course, his emails got leaked and they took out 4 words from a long email, a long detailed scientific email. And those 4 words were, "We want them infected," and used that as the narrative to create this story that Dr. Alexander was somebody who wanted children to die. Okay. That's why.
But the mainline science shows the best immunity is getting it. And then, I mean, we want the children. We want to get through it.
We
now the studies show locking us down made it worse.
Yeah, and he was making that argument using information from Dr. John Ioannidis from Stanford University, the Imperial War College model.
So he's sending this to the people in the government trying to get a good policy. They leak it to the media.
Yeah, and not only do they leak it to the media, but they misrepresent it to the media, and that is just it's frightening because.
So this is Dr. Alexander's. Sorry to interrupt. This is his revenge.
Well, I think it's Dr. Alexander's accounting of what went on, because as I say, I consider this book to be a first draft of our recent history. Does that mean it's the final draft? No, but this is the most authoritative draft currently available on what went on in those early months of the COVID-19 task force leading up to President Trump losing the election. Okay? And so you have to ask yourself, well, if it's really clear to the scientists in the summer of 2020 that students should be back in school, what is the reason you keep them out of school? To me, the most likely explanation is that they knew it would upset parents and they would take out that frustration and anger on the president.
Exactly. It was a destabilization effort, and they admitted that later. They have moved heaven and earth with big tech, and we have the documents now, to suppress therapeutics, truth about the virus, all of it. That's why books like this are so revolutionary, because they want to rewrite history as a fraud. But I think they're losing the fight to have their fraud be history. I mean, I think the evidence is we're winning, thanks to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., yourself, countless others.
Yeah, and it's kind of comical that The Atlantic comes out and says, oh, maybe we need an amnesty for all the people who were pushing lockdowns, masking, mandatory vaccinations. That's just nuts. But what it shows is it shows that we're winning because, you know, at the height of all of this, people like me were banned, people like Dr. Mikovits. I mean, she had 175,000 followers on Twitter. Boom, gone. So, you know, we're still here. We're not going away. We're going to keep writing books, and they're going to have to keep dealing with the fact that our books sell incredibly well.
How bad do you think the real Anthony Fauci hurt their system? Because of everything I've seen, Dr. Peter McCullough, Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, our work here, that one particular book grievously wounded the lie.
It was a fabulous book. I got to read it in its draft form, and it's just great. And you know, here's the thing. As Americans, we're going to have different opinions, okay? I don't believe the same thing as Robert F. Kennedy on every political issue. But here's what I know about Robert F. Kennedy. He is an honest broker.
He's moral, he's real, he's a good guy.
If Kennedy says something is true, it's true. He checks his facts. We may disagree on interpretation about things, about what should be done. But I think that everybody across America needs not to look at everybody else through the lens of politics, but look at each other through the lens of character.
Track records.
Do you have integrity? Do you tell the truth? And the thing that gets me about the books that I've written, and I've also written books about big tech. I wrote Google Leaks with the Project Veritas whistleblower Zach Voorhees. I wrote Behind the Mask of Facebook with Ryan Hartwig. Is what happens is there's this great silence with my books. I generally don't get viciously attacked. They just act as if it doesn't exist. So I am pleading with the audience, not because I wrote this book, but because this is an amazing story of a man with remarkable
courage. We need to send 100 copies to the Senate. This is a blueprint to bring them to justice, because we know what they did. We just got to give a blueprint to Congress.
Yeah, and you know, I just want to say this really quickly. You know, with Plague of Corruption, we always talked about God's divine timing, that it came out right in the middle of the pandemic. Well, this book comes out on November 15th when Trump is going to make a big announcement. So I'm hopeful that the mainstream media will literally attack this book and Trump at the same time, because that's how we win.
That's right. The book's not even out yet, but shooting up the charts. All right. We'll be right back with our special guest, and then we've got another co-host joining us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.